Coming up on Fresh Air, WUHY's Ralph Flood is going to speak with two people about El Salvador. But before I introduce Ralph, I would just like to say that this is officially Ralph's last day here at WUHY. He's accepted a teaching position, which he'll be leaving for. We're all going to miss him very much, so I just want to take out a moment to wish Ralph Flood the best of luck, and I hope he keeps in touch with all of us. Okay, Ralph. Hi.
Thank you very much, Terry. I promise I will. Well, what we've got to talk about this afternoon is the murder of an archbishop and the death in the desert of 13 Salvadorans. Not a very pleasant subject, but one that suddenly opened the eyes of Americans to the convulsions of a little country of 5 million people that most of us barely knew existed. The fact that something is dreadfully wrong in El Salvador has not, by and large, been related in our media to the role of the United States government in the terror there. Stories of atrocity occurring within hospitals to patients, doctors, and nurses prompted a group of health professionals in this country to form a delegation of 5 doctors and teachers to travel to El Salvador for a preliminary investigation of the charges. At the same time, the disparate opposition political groups in El Salvador have formed a united front, the National Revolutionary Movement, and they're sending ambassadors around the world to generate financial support for their cause and pressure against the United States, which is apparently once again acting as the mainstay of an extraordinarily savage and violent reign of terror. It's my honor to have in the studio two people representing those two missions: Dr. Walter Lear, who returned last week with the medical team, and Professor Jose Arias, a representative of the National Revolutionary Movement. Dr. Lear is an old friend of Fresh Air. He's a former Pennsylvania Department of Health commissioner for Southeast Pennsylvania, and currently he's the president of the Institute of Social Medicine and Community Health in Philadelphia and president of the Physicians Forum, one of the groups sponsoring the mission to El Salvador. Dr. Arias is professor of economics at the Central American University in San Salvador and Minister of Agriculture. He was Minister of Agriculture in El Salvador from in 1975 and 1976. Gentlemen, welcome to Fresh Air. Dr. Arias was originally scheduled to be with us today, but then there was some mix-up, and we got word that Ruben Zamora, another member of that delegation from the National Revolutionary Movement, was going to be here. He was secretary to the presidency of the current junta until he resigned in January of this year, as did a number of other ministers in that present government. And Dr. Zamora then went to Washington today and is meeting currently with the State Department. I imagine, Dr. Arias, that that's a good sign for your side. What does it mean, the fact that Mr. Zamora is currently meeting with the State Department?
Well, I think one of the main points we have been looking for here in the United States is to put clear what is going on in our country, because the first thing we find in every country we go is that the misinformation is the more important way they are covering the real situation in our country. And in this meaning, is why now is being an appointment in the State Department with this mission of the front.
I see. So it's an informational meeting with the State Department.
Yes.
All right. Well, we don't know much about El Salvador here. Could you give me very briefly a sketch, an outline, some background of what that nation, how that nation has come about, where, how it developed, going back even to the 19th century.
Yes. Well, my country is a country of almost 21,000 square kilometers, with almost 5 million of people. It's a country that is in Central America. We are neighborhood of Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua. Our country is a country that all its wealth is coming from the land, the rural area. Our main products are coffee, cotton, sugar, sugar cane, and other products. Our country, the first important thing we can say it, from the last century is that at the last quarter of the last century, our country suffered the first action against its population. when there was passed a law taking away the land from the peasants just to form the coffee plantation.
By big landholders,
mainly from other countries that arrived to our country.
From other countries?
Yes, that now there are Salvadorian.
Mm-hmm.
They developed this coffee plantation that is the main origin of the wealthy from the oligarchy. This condition started to develop a very difficult situation for our population, and this was expressed clearly in 1932, when our population, in a very difficult social, economic, and political situation, tried exasperated to take power just to rebuild the country to solve their own problems. And our population hasn't a very well-organized background, and this was one of the main points why this insurrection finished with the killing of more than 30,000 people.
An insurrection. 30,000
And from
killed.
This time on, we have been suffering a military regime that is expressed clear in an institutional dictatorship. We don't have Somoza, we don't have Batista, but we have an institution as a dictatorship that only changed its face from some days.
So it's not identified with any one big man.
This is the regime we have been living. This institution has been always uniquely serving the oligarchy, protecting their own interests. And this is why our population has been pushing to a very radical social, economic, and political suffering. This was put into the people in developing some conscience and started to understand how in this way they couldn't continue and decided to start to be organized just to get power. This is how around 1970, after all the elections campaign that had been participated for some democratic parties had failed, even that they continue in elections 73 and 77, that they succeed in winning it, but they couldn't take power because the result from this election always been a fraud and increasing repression.
So the military comes in when a democratic election has been attempted. They come in, throw out the results, and take over.
Yes, because the candidate for the military has always had been a military people that spread the interest of this oligarchy. And in this way, how the population has been living, you can say how the income of our population is around less than a dollar for a people a day.